In the year 2542, humanity had colonized countless planets, each with its own unique culture and history. Yet, amidst this vast expanse of cosmic civilization, there remained a single, solitary figure, the last librarian. His name was Elias, and he resided in the ancient, subterranean library of Earth, a relic of a time when books were physical objects. The library was a labyrinth of winding corridors, lined with towering shelves that held millions of volumes. Each book was a testament to human ingenuity, a snapshot of a bygone era. Elias spent his days tending to the library, dusting the shelves, repairing damaged bindings, and cataloging new acquisitions. He was a scholar of the old world, a keeper of its knowledge. He had read every book in the library countless times, each one revealing a new facet of human history. One day, a young woman named Anya arrived at the library. She was a historian from a distant colony, seeking information about the early days of space exploration. Elias welcomed her warmly, and they spent hours poring over ancient texts. As they delved deeper into the library's archives, Anya was struck by the sheer volume of information contained within its walls. "How is it possible that you have so much knowledge here?" she asked Elias. "It is a testament to the human spirit," he replied. "Even in the darkest of times, we have always sought to understand the world around us. And that is why we have created such a vast repository of knowledge." As Anya prepared to leave, she thanked Elias for his help. "You are a true guardian of our history," she said. Elias smiled. "It is my duty," he replied, "to ensure that the knowledge of our ancestors is never forgotten." And so, the last librarian continued his solitary vigil, a silent sentinel of humanity's past.